In this bulletin, Sydney's COVID-19 outbreak grows to 3 cases. Pfizer now the recommended vaccine for Australians under 60. And in sport, a 19-year-old basketballer wins NBA Rookie of the Year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people in Sydney's eastern suburbs to limit their movements over the next few days to try to contain a COVID-19 outbreak. It's grown to 3 cases, which include a limousine driver, his wife, and a woman in her 70s. A man in Sydney's northwest has also tested positive, but authorities say it could be a false case. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people in Sydney's east need to be on high alert.
Unless you absolutely have to attend a large gathering, unless you absolutely have to engage in activities of a social nature in the next few days, we ask everybody to refrain from that, to be extra careful.
Police are investigating whether the limousine driver who transports international flight crew was wearing appropriate PPE while on the job and whether he was vaccinated. Testing reveals he has a variant detected in the United States, so investigations are underway into whether a US flight crew was the source. Australia's COVID-19 vaccine directives have changed, with Pfizer now the preferred vaccine for people aged under 60. The government has accepted advice to raise the minimum age for AstraZeneca vaccination to 60 years. This follows the deaths of 2 people from a rare blood clotting syndrome that's linked to AstraZeneca. People under 60 who have already had their first dose of AstraZeneca are advised to still have their follow-up vaccination with the same vaccine. Health Minister Greg Hunt says Pfizer will now be made available to people aged between 40 and 59.
We accept the advice and accept that Pfizer is the preferred vaccine for under 60s and AstraZeneca is recommended for over 60s. That continues to be strong, clear advice. Secondly, we will move to open access to Pfizer immediately for 40 to 59 year olds.
Victoria has recorded no new locally acquired cases in the past 24 hours from 25,000 tests. Authorities are pleased to see an uptick in testing numbers after a slump earlier this week. Health authorities have added several new exposure sites, including a cinema at Crown Casino and other spots in the South Bank area. Victoria's COVID-19 response commander, Jerome Weimar, says all 21 close contacts in the South Bank outbreak have now tested negative.
They will continue to be tested every 2 days as we go forward until we complete their isolation period. 182 other residents in those townhouses, we're working very closely with them. Over 90% of them have now returned a negative test result. We will continue to test people in that complex on day 5 and, of course, towards the end of this outbreak.
Australia's unemployment rate has fallen slightly to 5.1%, which is below pre-pandemic levels. The rate dropped by 0.04% in May. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the figures reveal there are now more women working than ever before.
Participation was up. Underemployment was down. 115,000 new jobs were created, of which around 85% were full-time jobs. And of those 115,000 new jobs, around 60% went to women. Today, there are more women in work than ever before.
In basketball, LaMelo Ball has been named NBA Rookie of the Year after playing a professional season with Illawarra. Ball skipped the traditional US college path to play in Australia in 2019 and was selected in last year's draft by the Charlotte Hornets. He took out the rookie honours despite missing 21 games because of a fractured wrist. And now for tomorrow's weather. Perth sunny 19, Adelaide showers 15, Melbourne similar conditions 14, Hobart showers easing and 14 degrees, Canberra a shower or two 13, Wollongong much the same 20, Sydney a possible shower 19, Newcastle partly cloudy 18, Brisbane mostly sunny 21. Also sunny in Cairns, 29, and Darwin, sunny 33 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.